John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, writing his column about China, the People's Republic of China. All the metrics, all the reporting in these last weeks and months point to a severe recession, which is what we'd call it. In China's instance, it's not permitted. So much not permitted that now we're learning that Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party have taken the bold step of no longer reporting statistics that heretofore have been determinative of the Chinese miracle. The one that I seize on is a future statistic. It's the unemployment number percentage of young people between the ages of 16 and 24. The future, in other words. We're no longer going to learn how bad it is for them. Other statistics are hard to believe as it is, but right now we've got a China in distress. George, you write very carefully that China is now following a course we've seen other nations follow. It has to do with a 40-year cycle and a boom and a bust. I believe the U.S. went through it. Please explain. Yeah.
Well, in the first place, if you are a powerful exporting country, you're hostage to the well-being of your customers. And if your customers can't buy, well, that's it. This is what happened in the United States. World War I, shattered the European economy. They couldn't buy goods. The American economy was based on exports, and it led to a pyramiding disaster. The same thing happened with Japan in 1990, in a way. And now it happens to China. The question, of course, when it happens is how solid is the political system? How convinced is the public that they'll solve the problem? In the case of the United States, there was a lot of question whether it could be done. But in the end, politically, they stuck together. They elected FDR, who changed his solution and went forward. In Japan, there was complete confidence that the government would solve it. Now the test of China is political. The economic miracle has ended. It couldn't maintain itself at that rate. It has massive social problems as a result. And now, will the public stand together, or as China has historically done, fragment? Because remember that before Chiang Kai-shek, before that, it was a place that was a constant civil war. And so the question now is no longer the economy. The economy is terrible. And other countries went through that. We did. Now the question is, how does the political system deal with it?
To recover the surge and then the fall off for the U.S., my memory is the 1920s, the roaring 20s, that was the blow off, all the money coming in and flushing through our system. And then we hit the wall with the sell-off on Wall Street and the collapse of business confidence and the unemployment skyrocketing, 20 or 30 or 40%, depending on where you were. The markets didn't recover till the late 1950s. George, few countries, if any country, could ever survive 20 or 30 years of that kind of despair. We had the Second World War to reignite the economy. Does that suggest that China needs a war to recover from this falling away of the miracle? They're plunging into despair.
Well, it needs to win the war. The key of this was the United States not only built up an industrial plant, but used it after the war for peaceful means. The auto industry surged. Losing the war puts you in a very bad position, and extremely bad. And the problem that China has is facing a military power that's substantially greater than it is, the United States. You know, it's an interesting thing. Everybody overestimated China. they believed that this miracle would survive even if they couldn't export to the U.S., even if there wasn't American investment. We now overestimate the Chinese military as well. It is no match for the American military. One proof is, if you're going to invade Taiwan, stop saying it, do it. And they only say it because they know they can't. So the difference between the United States and China is, firstly, there was a kind of national solidarity that is fragile in China. And secondly, going into a war is likely to wreck them.
The president of the United States has made a remark that's much repeated within these last days. I believe he was at a fundraiser. He said he referred to China as a ticking time bomb. Do you follow that remark? And is he meaning about implosion, a collapse internally to civil war and anarchy, or is he talking about an aggressive war?
Well, it seems to me that presidents are always inscrutable. So he said that, wanted to leave it open. But I don't believe they're going to go to war. I don't think they can afford to go to war. But they are facing a terrible internal crisis. And the worst part of it is that the some areas are doing very well, the coastal areas still. And the interior with peasants, where the Mao Zedong went to raise the peasant army, they're suffering substantially. So it's not that the misery is shared regionally, it's concentrated. And one of the things that we've seen Xi do is he got rid of an anti-American foreign minister, very anti-American, and put a pro-American foreign minister. And the administration said they welcome him, and they seem to be getting along very well. So he understands that geopolitically he has to reach out to the United States. The United States made that boom in China. American imports from China, American investment in China was critical for them to do that. Now it's over, and now he's going to have to, as Lukashenko, to create a new reality.
George Friedman, Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.